It's time for Oktoberfest again. This year we have Avery, Flying Fish, and Clipper City. Yeah, it's cool.
It's that time of year again. Oktoberfest is here again. Bring your family and your friends and join in all the fun.
Let's crack it.
It's always good when you underestimate the beer.
Less beer is not what I wanted to hear.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
This is not a science class.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston, and my co-host is...
Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ah, it's Oktoberfest!
Yes, Oktoberfest!
Yes, yes. Yes, we are drinking Oktoberfest beers this week. Let's see, for our fermentation conversation, we're going to try the Kaiser from Avery. An Imperial Oktoberfest from Avery Brewing Company. And then for our tasting flights, Toby, what are you going to try?
I'm going out of my region this week, so there's not going to be anything from the West Coast, but I'm doing the Flying Fish Oktoberfish.
And for my tasting flight, I am going to try the Heavy Seas Prosit. Or is it Prost, or do they just say Prost?
I've seen it Prost, so... Yeah.
And this is Clipper City Brewing. It's their Heavy Seas beers. And not only is it the Heavy Seas beers, but it's the Mutiny Fleet, which is their, I think, their biggest line. So, yeah, can't wait. Can't wait to drink some beer.
Well, let's get into it, then.
Let's do it.
This is a fermentation conversation, yeah!
As we mentioned, we're going to try the Avery, the Kaiser, and this is from, I should have defoiled. This is, like we said, is an Imperial Oktoberfest lager.
Keep it in your pants, buddy.
And then, this is from Avery Brewing Company out of... Crap, I messed it up. Out of Boulder, Colorado, their website is www.averybrewing.com. The ABV on this beer is 9.3%, and the IBUs are a 24. Let's crack them.
Yeah, dos cracked.
We have our big glass steins this week.
That's right. First time ever on the Beer Coasters Podcast.
Yeah. We might be able to get the whole 22 ounce in these steins here.
Well, mine's got like the Royal Crown etching on the side of it, so I want to say that this is actually a pint. Yes, it is a full pint.
Mm. Mine is quite a bit more than a pint.
Whoa, this looks like it's gonna be thick.
I think I'm going to get the whole 22-ounce bottle in here.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I got the whole bottle in there.
Nice. That's the way to do it.
That's right.
So I got about a quarter finger of head. It's cloudy.
I got a solid finger of head. Yeah, it's cloudy. Kind of a, like
orange.
An amber orange. Very yeah. Cloudy, ambery orange. Sweet.
Smells sweet. German.
Almost like apricots or something. I don't know. It's got some kind of fruity kind of sweetness.
I was going to say caramel apple.
Hmm. Yeah, that caramel's in there too.
But yeah, apricot, I can see that. Oh yeah, very sweet.
For
like a candy.
I didn't mention, but the hops, they use Magnum, Sterling, Tettnang, and Herzbrucker. And for malts, they use Two Row, Vienna, Munich, and M100. I'm not quite sure what that is. And then aromatic malt. And it is quite aromatic.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Did they barrel age this? Do you know?
I don't know. It kind of has a... has almost that aroma to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, at first I was picking up like cinnamon toast a little bit, but then now I'm thinking more
feeling
of like
a cinnamon toast. Feeling like cinnamon toast crunch. Sorry.
But then I'm picking up a little bit of vanilla and maybe even a woodiness.
The only thing they say on their website is one vintage, it's brewed and bottled August 1st of each year. And 22-ounce bombers, and then a couple different keg sizes. But that's it.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Whoa.
That's a big... That's a big Oktoberfest style.
Yeah.
It's, you're getting that ABV, I think, this one. Very spicy. Has an interesting kind of spicy... I don't know if it's a yeastiness or what, but there's a spiciness to it. It's kind of sweet on first sip.
It's a little reminiscent of even like a barley wine, where you get even like the dark fruits, the spiciness.
Yeah.
It's very thick.
This isn't like your traditional Oktoberfest like session style beer at all. It's a big beer.
Yeah, it's a plum, apricot.
Yeah, you're right. You're getting those fruits.
It leaves you with, like, right in the back of the tongue, in the aftertaste, you get that dry. And yeah, you get the warming, too.
I want to say, like,
this thing's going to kick
my butt. Like an apple brandy?
Yeah.
You know, there's something that's kind of similar to that.
Yeah, this is, like you said, Mike, this is not your typical Oktoberfest.
You wouldn't be able to drink this you wouldn't be able to have this, like, drinking this stuff all night.
In a liter.
This would kill you.
You go to the beer hall and you're drinking your big old liter
Imperial Imperial Oktoberfest lager. And that's another thing, says that it's a lager, and I am getting nothing as far as a lager, metallic-y lagerness to this at all.
Yeah. I mean, even when we had the Imperial Pilsners on the show, I don't think they were anything like this.
No, not at all. No, this has a rich, sweet maltiness. There's lots of fruitiness in there, and then it dries up, gets bitter, and you get the alcohol at the end, too.
Wow.
It's big.
This is a monster. This is the Kaiser.
This is the Kaiser. you're going to pair this with the... You're going to pair this with anything.
It's like this World War I dude, and it's got the German crosses and...
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
It looks ominous.
This is part of the Dictator series, so this is... all these beers are probably... pretty big.
You know, I know I'm such... Maybe it's because of the beer, and that's just how it goes.
We've done this before, too, where it's just... pair it with the German pub fare.
Yeah,
but.
I mean, sauerkraut and bratwurst.
See, this flavor of these beers could hold up to some of that, like, sauerkraut.
Yeah,
heavy, mustards and that kind of thing.
Yep.
But honestly, something like this, where it's a big beer, I'd rather just have the snack, like have the pretzel, you know.
Just the pretzel.
Have a Bavarian pretzel and.
What kind of pretzel? Like
this. Bavarian.
Okay.
So yeah, if you get a chance, check this one out. This is not your average Oktoberfest from Avery Brewing. It's the Kaiser.
This is like the October and November Fest right here. The Kaiser.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
So Mike,
Hop Topic.
Mike told me to take over the Hop Topic. I don't know why. He's too scared to talk about this.
I'm too busy drinking beer.
But we came across yet another story regarding early releases of beer style, or I should say, early releases of seasonal beers. So this is through beernews.org. They just posted a story about winter stouts coming early this year, and the one beer that they decided to throw up there at the top was the Black Chocolate Stout from Brooklyn Brewery, already available. And this is like a normal winter seasonal for them.
Skipping right over fall seasonals and going right to winter.
Right, it's like the fall seasonals came out, and then less than a month later, the winter seasonals are coming out, you know.
And the fall seasonals came out around springtime, right? At least some of them did.
But I think we talked about this before in the show, about the pumpkin beers, and I know Mike has mentioned one of the reasons why we did the fall show so early, even though it was right on the money. It was right on time.
Yeah.
First day of fall.
The exact date of the first day of fall. Yeah.
Bam!
That's right.
But we wanted to get the fall beers in there because in the past, we've gotten to it too late, but it seems to be that it's happening earlier and earlier now, especially mm-hmm. this year. And I know that other beer bloggers out there have pointed this out already about pumpkin beers coming out in early August.
There's some pumpkin beers that come out even earlier than that. It's like just June or July. It's kind of
silly.
Well,
I think that the Buffalo Beers pumpkin ale is available year round. I don't know. It seems like I always see that beer on the shelves. Maybe nobody's buying it. I don't know, but they keep stocking the shelves with it.
That stuff's like 3 or 4 years old probably.
Maybe that's why I gave it such a bad review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
So, we just wanted to just talk about this, and hopefully some of our listeners can comment on it, and I don't know, maybe they're not seeing it. I've definitely seen it. It seems like the Sierra Nevada Tumbler came out in August, and it's like, this is their fall release beer. This should be coming out in at least September, you know, yeah. As early as September, to me. Maybe it's because I live in Vegas and it's still, you know, in the 90s right now.
But the thing is, it's still, I mean, you have those dates that, okay, you know, winter, spring, summer, fall. The seasons are still there. They're kind of the same dates, you know, maybe a difference of a couple days as far as the solstice is concerned. But,
yeah.
But there's really, for me, that doesn't seem like there's any reason not to put out the beers at the right time. And the only thing I can think of is that breweries are trying to compete with one another to try to get out earlier and earlier. But essentially, you're kind of throwing off all these, you're throwing off all your seasonal releases. And they're not actually, you know, like your winter's coming out in the fall. And your fall release is coming out in the summertime. And that's, number one, I mean, breweries should know. I mean, beer doesn't, not only does it not travel well, but it doesn't keep well either.
Right.
You know? And it all depended on the style and the conditions and whatnot. But it's like, we want the beer, if it's a seasonal beer, then we want it to come out in that season. Like, if, what was
That's
it?
That's the whole point. That's why
was
I love
it last,
seasonal
Last
beers.
Friday was fall beer. Well, you know what? Last Friday, I would love to go to all these places to get the beer and be like, okay, all the seasonal beers are coming out. And they're going to be there this weekend. And then, to me, it's like, I know, okay, they just showed up, they're fresh, I get my hands on some. But no, I mean, now the seasonal beers could have been sitting there the whole entire summer. You know, there could be fall seasonal beers, or, you know, pumpkin beers and some of the brown ales and Oktoberfests and whatnot, sitting there since May.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know.
Well, yeah, there's another thing in the story about how, like, one of the... He went into the cooler and he was like, he had all these cases still of summer beers, like the Sierra Nevada Summerfest. He's like trying to make way for that so he could put in, you know, the tumbler because there's too much Summerfest going on.
Well, I know that some of the places I go, if the beer is what they call out of code, which essentially is usually, you know, it should be even less than a year from that they'll have it kind of on the shelf at a discount.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. It seems like it's kind of getting out of hand now, and it seems like beers are coming out all at the wrong times. Or, you know, we'll go to try to find beers for the show, and that one came and went already.
Yeah. Like,
okay, well, you know, we know when the brewery says it's supposed to come out, and it says, okay, release this month or whatever, and, you know, none of that stuff seems to be consistent. We had an issue with the Lagunitas, and there's a press release saying that it was a, you know, fall release, and then we go to the website, and it says something about them releasing it that following May or...
In July. It's like a July beer. Or,
yeah, so... It's confusing. But, you know, and then some people might say, who cares? You know, whatever style you like, you can drink, you know, whatever season. And I'm not going to argue that point either. But I'd like to get a little bit of backwash on it, and maybe we can talk about it again.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll have myself a nice Saison around Christmas time, whatever. But
absolutely.
'Tis the season.
Yep.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, for my Oktoberfest beer, I am doing the Flying Fish. Oktoberfish. Flying Fish is out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Jersey.
They've been brewing since 1995.
Brewing with Talking the fishes.
Cheating. It's a big cheat, buddy.
Yeah. No West Coast representation this week.
Aww. Maybe at the end of the show we'll crack a West Coast beer just for kicks.
Check out their website, flyingfish.com. The style is in Motzen.
Motzen.
5.5% ABV. I am going to go ahead and crack it. My bottle opener.
This is what you washed down the other beer that we had with.
Seriously, I'm like, dude, I'm going from the Kaiser to the Oktoberfish. Alright, I'm going to crack it. Sorry about the wait there.
It's okay. Bottle openers are crucial to the show.
That's right.
Speaking of which, I think I'm going to reach out to that that butterfly bottle opener people. See if we
can
get
the BB Barfly?
Yeah, we'll see if we can get a couple of those for the show.
Yeah, dude.
We'll sponsor.
So I got very little head. It's just a film on top. Lots of carbonation though. It's less cloudy than the Kaiser, but the same kind of color, you know, like a orangish amber looking color on the nose. Oh, yeah. Ooh, there's like a biscuity sweetness, like a honey biscuit.
Mm. Any brininess?
Very clean smelling. Briny? No. Fishy. It smells fishy. That's pretty much it. It's like a honey biscuit.
Oyster stout. Honey biscuits.
And it even smells like...
Sounds like...
Like a fruit chew, almost like a fruit gum.
Starburst?
Not bubble gum, but like a fruity, the...
Starburst?
No, what's that fruit
Laffy
gum?
Laffy Taffy?
Fruit stripe.
Fruit stripe gum? Yeah. With the zebra?
Right.
No, not fruit.
Yeah.
Is that the gum?
Yeah, it's a zebra. I won't take it, but it's a zebra, has rainbow stripes, not black and white.
That's right.
Whoa, interesting.
Doesn't taste like fish at all.
I haven't had a beer like this in a while. And I want to say the last time I did a beer like this was probably maybe the Dunkel show.
Hmm.
It does. It's very... It's not like a dark wheat beer, so it's not like a dark Hefeweizen, but it's has like a dark malt flavor. Not a roastiness... But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Almost like
the caramel and the black malts, but without being roasted.
Yeah, but not real sweet on the tongue, though. It actually smells sweeter than it tastes. And there's even a bitterness. Not smoky.
Did you say not smoky?
Yeah, not smoky. Oh. But it's almost like woody, like a tree bark. Yeah, a little bit of toastiness, like a toasted grain. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, it's not very sweet on the tongue. It smells a lot sweeter than it tastes. Very sticky aftertaste. Very sticky mouthfeel afterwards.
One of the malts they say they use is a...
Oh, yeah, I didn't even get into the ingredients.
It's a de-bittered black malt, which I've never heard of
The
before.
Malts are Weyermann's Munich, Dingemann's Aromatic, Dingemann's De-Bittered Black, and Two Row Pale.
It sounds like an Australian beer. Dingemann's.
Yeah. It's, yeah, it's
Try Dingemann's. Dingemann's. Australian for beer. Foster's.
The hops are Horizon and Crystal, and the yeast, they use a Dusseldorf Alt yeast. And the availability is September through November. Yeah, it's interesting. It's like a dark lager, but not a black lager, you know? It's like this, like a brown lager.
I like that. That's actually an interesting style.
Yeah.
Brown lagers.
I kind of dig it. Food pairing, I'm actually going to go, I know this is silly because it's Flying Fish Brewing Company, but I'm going to go with fish and chips on this one. I think fish and chips with the malt vinegar and like a side of coleslaw, I think would go great with this. Mm. So there you go.
Well, there you have it.
Rate Beer gave this a 73 out of 100 and a B from the Beer Advocate users. That's the Oktoberfish from Flying Fish Brewing Company, Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Ah, yes. It's my turn for my tasting flight on this wonderful Oktoberfest. This I'm drinking is Heavy Seas Aprosit. Not sure if I'm still pronouncing that right, because I'm so used to hearing Prost, but it's got the I in there, so it looks like Prosit.
Yeah, it's,
probably heard both.
Prosit.
Yeah. Anyway, this is from Clipper City Brewing Company. This is their Heavy Seas series. They are out of Baltimore, Maryland. Their website is www.hsbeer.com. This is an Imperial Oktoberfest lager as well, and this is part of their Mutiny Fleet series. So it comes in 22s. It's their big beer series. This is 9% ABV. A little discrepancy with the ABV, so it's somewhere between 8 and 9. I couldn't find the IBUs. The malt on this, they don't give it all up, but they do say that there's 5 different types of grain. Including Vienna and Munich malts, plus a secret extra malt that they only use in this particular beer. And then it's balanced with 3 kinds of hops, but they don't tell you the kind of hops. I'm going to crack it. Pretty secretive. Pirates. Those pirates. And their secrets.
Yeah.
We're going to do another pirate show. That was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. It is pretty clear. Very golden in color. Not much of a head. Kind of a thin head on the top there. Fading away very quickly. On the nose, a little caramely malt. Some spices. But very little. Very faint. And like a citrusy hop in there too. Not much more than that. Like a caramel spicy. I'm gonna say like caramel and cinnamon or something, but.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It starts off, I get it's hoppy. Hmm. It's got kind of a there's actually a nice balance between hops and malt there. Cause I'm getting kind of a little touches of the spiciness from the hop and a little bit of caramel maltiness. It's kind of mild. I mean, anything's going to be mild compared to the Kaiser at this point. But I got a feeling this probably wouldn't be that mild, if it was up against anything else. it's still probably bigger in the Oktoberfest scale. It's kind of smooth. It doesn't have as much carbonation as I would expect it to have. And I think that kind of makes it a little tiny bit sweeter in the beginning. I mean, it dries right up. It's kind of weird because it's kind of got this silkiness and a crispness. Like, it's kind of kind of silky at first and then dries right up and gets, well, gets dry.
Is this do you feel like this is a sessionable Oktoberfest? Yeah.
This is more of like a beer geek's kind of session Oktoberfest, where the flavors are in there. There's a decent hop character in there to balance everything out. This would be a good one for your Oktoberfest, yeah. And the 9% is very deceiving. The 8 or 9. I would not guess that in this beer at all. This feels like it.
6.
It doesn't feel like too much. Yeah, I guess 6. But if I'm gonna pair this with something, I know we it's easy to kind of go with the German food here, but I think that this would be a good something with caramelized onions. Whether you want to do kind of like a burger. Like a burger melt, like
onions.
A patty melt, that kind of thing would be
patty melt. Yeah,
would be good with this beer. Maybe some sourdough instead of rye. I'm not a big fan of rye. I like mine on sourdough. That's a personal preference.
But, so you can do rye if you like. Yeah.
Yes.
Mike's gonna stick with the sourdough. Your choice.
That's right. I'm gonna stick with sourdough. If you get a chance, pick it up. It is the Heavy Seas series, and it is a Prosit, and that is from Clipper City Brewing Company. And once again, their website is www.hsbeer.com.
Mike Mooney says, "In a bar fight, I'd rather be hit with a soda bottle than a beer bottle. The soda's a soft drink."
All right, time for some backwash.
Yeah.
Toby, what's this first piece of backwash we got here?
Well, this is from a new listener, I guess, or at least a first-time caller.
Long-time listener, first-time backwasher.
Yeah. This comes from Rick. He says...
Actually, he's not. I guess he's not a long-time listener. I should have read that. I should have read the backwash.
Oh, that's right.
Go ahead.
Well, here we go.
Here we go.
This is, see what the Kaiser does to you? Damn yes, you, Kaiser. Damn you. So, he says, "Kick-ass show. Hey, Beer Coasters, I recently found your podcast on craft beer, and I love it. Clearly, it's the best beer podcast out there."
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to put that in quotes and put it on the website.
Yes. We are. So, thank you, Rick. He goes on to say, "I've listened to all your available podcasts on iTunes and specifically wanted to comment about the episode and discussion on Leinenkugel."
Leinenkugels? Goes well with this show.
I didn't know that this would, like, cause such a stir.
Yeah,
I blame it on Chris. That's who I blame it on.
Yeah.
It's Chris's fault that Leinenkugels is causing so much angst amongst our listeners. So,
well, Rick, I have a good explanation when you're finished here about that.
So Rick goes on to say, "Since they were bought out by Miller, their quality has suffered. Their beer is heavily distributed here in Minnesota, aka the land of ice and snow, and you can tell a difference, which isn't necessarily a big deal. there are plenty of better brews here in Minnesota, and I must admit, even Wisconsin has much better brews than the pride of Chippewa Falls, or should I say the pride of S.A.B. Miller. Hands down, anything from Surly, Summit, New Glarus, Ale Asylum, Flat Earth, Tyrannina, etc. Beats Liney's. And then he goes on to say, one quick question, is there a reason why only the episodes from June 2011 until the current episode are available on iTunes? I have no problem listening to back issues from the web, but I was just curious. Keep up the good work, Rick. So, Mike, what did you want to say about Leinekugels?
Well, the big thing, not about Leinekugels as much, but I understand that there's probably better craft beers available in that area, but it's tough for us to get it. Like, I now, Surly, I think I've seen some of their stuff, and New Glarus, every once in a while I'll see some of their stuff. The others I've never actually heard of. I love Ale Asylum. That sounds like a name I would make up for my own brewery.
Oh, heck yeah.
We don't get this stuff. We'd love to have it and try it and review it, but it's stuff that we don't get distributed to either, you know, Nevada or Massachusetts or actually any of New England. I think I've had New Glarus. I tried the Spotted Cow, which is a cream ale. I know that's not like a big, you know, for the craft lovers out there, but yeah, I mean...
I've got
the bottom line is Leinekugels, or Lineys, as you guys all up there call them, they're the widest distributor. I mean, they get more widely distributed than these other beers. So, you know, when Chris is trying them, that's what he can get in Texas when he's, you know, in that area. So, that's.
I think in the future, in upcoming shows, you will see. A little bit more of these, because like Mike, if there is a time where you can get,
yeah, if I see Surly or New Glarus again, I will grab one for sure. And these other, I will keep an eye out for some of these other breweries that people mention, because that's not to say that the place I get stuff from can't get it. I just have to ask for it, you know. And if it's in that list of what that distributor can get, then you know, then I'll get it. The other thing is, as far as the episodes, no, there was no particular reason why it was like that from June. It's actually not on purpose, but it's been fixed. So if you go back now, you should be able to see all the podcast episodes. We may be changing some things to where we might kind of split up the seasons. And we hopefully that's not going to mess up the iTunes feed, but we'll see what happens. And if it does happen, then we'll fix it again. So.
Well, like I said before, we will be expanding our middle of the country stuff.
Yeah, because there's actually stuff that we can get in the middle of country that Chris can't find because it's tough to find craft beer in Texas.
Right.
That's kind of an understatement, I guess. But there's stuff that we can get that we just haven't got because it's the middle of the country and we're doing East and West Coast. But we will start grabbing a lot more beer from the middle of the country. So you should be. Well,
cool. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for the backwash. Yeah. Thanks a lot. And keep it coming and tell your friends about the podcast. And more listeners, the better. So
if you'd like to have your email read on the show, send us an email at backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com.
Yeah.
Or you could do like Crazy Dave is about to do and call our Backwash hotline at 339-225-9274 or 339-BACKWASH without the C.
And speaking of, before we play Crazy Dave's from this week, last week, Crazy Dave mentioned about being on the cruise. I'm not even gonna argue with the whole Zima comment. I won't start that argument. But the not being able to take beer on the crew on the ship, but being able to take wine, I have a big problem with that. That doesn't seem like that should be... doesn't even seem like it should be legal.
Right.
It's like, dude, there's some bias going on here. That's discrimination. And I want a lawsuit, damn it.
Not just wine.
Against whatever cruise line this is.
A whole case of wine.
Yeah. You can bring a case of wine, but you can't bring beer on the that's ridiculous. And I'm angry about it. And
it must have been Anheuser-Busch Cruise Lines.
Yeah, exactly. The InBev World Cruise Lines.
We own this. You keep your beer away from us.
That's right. There is no other beer on this boat.
Oh, wine? Anyway. Oh, we don't care. Drink as much as you want.
Yeah. So, all right, let's hear this this crazy Alaskan backwash.
Hey, what's up, Beer Coasters? This is Crazy Dave. I'm calling you from Juneau, Alaska. I'm currently at the Alaskan Brewing Company and hanging out here, drinking some beers, taking some pictures, and buying some gifts. So, anyhow, I'll give you guys a call when I get back. Talk to you. Bye.
Last call.
Last call.
Yes, already?
Kinda.
Whoa.
First up, pint ratings. Toby, what you got?
Well, I really enjoyed the Kaiser. Not your typical Oktoberfest, of course. Yeah. Not a chugger.
No.
It's definitely a sipper.
This is the Kaiser of Oktoberfest.
Yes. So I'm going to go with 4 pints. I really liked it. Lots of good flavors. Big beer. Mm-hmm. And for the Flying Fish Oktoberfish, oh, my one word for the Kaiser was rum cake, if that's one word. Rum cake.
I think it passes. Right. Judges, does it pass? Yep. Okay. We got an okay from the judges.
All right.
It's official.
The Flying Fish Oktoberfish, I think it's a good, solid Oktoberfest beer. It was quite refreshing. It's palatable. You could drink a lot of it. So I'm going to go 3 pints.
So at Oktoberfest, that's what the style's supposed to be all about.
Yeah.
I could drink a lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
So yeah, 3 pints, and my one word, since it felt more, it's weird because it came across as like a brown lager, so I'm just going to go with brown as my one word, silly as it sounds.
I know we haven't done a lot of these, but that's probably the lamest one word so far.
Probably.
For my pint ratings... for the Kaiser from Avery.
Yeah, Kaiser.
I'm kind of right along the same lines as Toby here. I'm giving it a 4.
Right,
it's
on.
A big beer. Big. It's not... I mean, if we're rating it to style, I mean, it's going to get a 1. But it's a big beer, and I really, really like the flavors in the beer. My one word, Das Booze. I know that's kind of two words as well, but I think we might have to split it up and maybe have 2-word answers.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
I like it, though.
It's all brand new. We're evolving. At least, well, that's kind of up for debate whether we're evolving or not.
Yeah. In whatever direction.
We discussed that earlier.
We're not sure.
For my other beer, the Heavy Seas Prosit. It was good. The ABV was kind of disguised on this one. Very drinkable, like dangerously drinkable. I could have quite a few of these, and it was like, what, 9-something%?
Yeah, I think so.
I forget if it was 9 or 9.3. It was up there. It's a... It was a good one. I give that one a 3.5.
Nice.
And let's see, one word for that one. Arg. I could come up with. So, if you get a chance, guys, you can follow us. And I don't mean, like, if you see us on the highway, like, stalk us. But if you want to stalk us, you can. But you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook. You can follow us on Untappd. And we're on Google Plus as well. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and also on Callisto.fm.
And don't forget, if you haven't already, stop by the Wiggity website, which is beercoasterspodcast.com. Lots of fun things to do there. You can check out our brews paper, which is a daily newspaper that comes out. Lots of stories on beer and random pictures and
beer stories.
And stories. You can also...
Pictures and stories and pictures and weird videos and music selections that get put in there.
It's fun. It's interesting.
It's a fun read,
And you can also click on the shop link, buy some beer coaster swag, help support the show.
It's like a box of chocolates.
That's right. You never know.
Yeah. Tell your friends. Thanks for listening. We really do appreciate all our listeners here on the show.
Yep. And now a word from our sponsors.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada. With happy hours from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. With an additional happy hour from Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's 50% off all appetizers and selective craft beers. Aces and Ales, wide variety of craft beer on draft and bottles. Make sure you stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com to print out your free pint coupon. That's Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, East Side, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
Sweet. Have a beer on us.
That's right.
That's our new thing now.
That's right.
With playing these.
Now you can have two beers.
Yeah.
Of course, it would cost you a flight from Vegas to Portland, Oregon, but hey.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, so that's our new one, Gemini Lounge. And hopefully we'll be able to get some more beer bars in the future. So we're gonna get free beers coast to coast.
Yeah,
that's our plan.
If you live somewhere on the East Coast and there's a beer bar in town you think would be into having us give out free beer, then let them know and let us
as
know.
As you can see that Toby's not our salesperson here on the show.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to give out free beer to this show? Well, it's really not to the show, but it's really for me coming in here to the bar.
I want free beer, so send these guys an email.
Exactly.
Don't forget to support your local brewery, beer bar, brew pub, etc. Drink local, because local is fresh.
Yeah, love the freshness. Don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
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 And a reminder to all of our listeners... Yes, that's you. This is your show. We're just drinking in it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, I don't have a glass to clang with.
Oh, fix it in post.
Yeah, fix it in post.
Shout out.
Gene. I want to give a shout out to Gene at Flying Fish Brewing. Thanks for getting back to me with the info on the Oktoberfish.
Yeah. And shout out to Crazy Dave for giving us some crazy Alaskan backwash this week. That's pretty cool. He's one of our favorite backwashers, and we really appreciate him taking time out of his Alaskan vacation to give us a little backwash.
Totally. And shout out to Rick. Thanks for your backwash this week.
Yeah. And if anyone else wants to send us backwash, send us backwash at backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com.
See you next week, where we let the dogs out. Cheers.
Cheers. Clank.
Feeling like cinnamon toast. Feeling like cinnamon toast crunch.
Sorry.
Ja, Kaiser.